start with a prophetic declaration.
Amen. And Father God, we decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that by his stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare life on your people and even over their families in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare peace be still and know in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the unity and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare clarity over our lives and over the lives of our families on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the abundance of the Lord on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare divine connections, divine connectivity on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare as the praises go up, the blessings come down on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take over us right now on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare in you we move, we live, and we have our being on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right relationships take place now on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord, on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the double portion happening on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare favor, the favor of the Lord surrounding us around travel on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are blessed in our coming and in our going on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over our lives on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare money making money creative ideas happening on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind in the hearts, minds, and bodies of the people on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the Lord is our salvation on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth now in our lives and our families' lives on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare open doors, open opportunities for your people on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessing which we have not yet room to receive on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare life on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail on this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, prophetess, let's open up the line and begin to start ministering in our heavenly language.
Hallelujah, God. We bless you, for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide in the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, and you are our God. In you we trust. We thank you, Lord God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law. In Yoshata, in your law, we meditate day and night, and we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth our fruit now in this season. Also, our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do, prosper. We thank you, Lord, that the band of wickedness is broken over our lives and over your people's lives. We thank you, Lord God, for complete healing for Prophet Cynthia Dawson. We bless you, Lord God, for protecting Prophetess Olympia, she goes under the in surgery on tomorrow. We bless you, Lord, for bringing her out 100% recovered and whole in Jesus' name. We bless you, Lord God, for protecting those that are in the hurricane regions. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting those from storms and calamity. We thank you for the grace of God and the mercy of God and the compassion of God. The angels of the Lord encamp around about those that fear you, Lord, and you save them alive. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. We bless you for our elders. We bless you for our leaders. We bless you for our Archbishop and our pastor, Deborah Jordan. Thank you for allowing her to be with us on tonight. We speak strength, O Rabbi Shah, to her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for expansion, elevation, and promotion, even on our jobs, Lord God. We bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the hand of the adversary, every wicked device. It is null and void in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the victory. Amen and amen.
Father God, we're just thanking you for the dawning of a new day. Father, we thank you for your love and strength that you give us from day in and day out. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall be glad in it. Amen and amen. Father, we just thank you for your people that's on this line. We thank you for your warriors coming in unison to come before you, Father. We thank you for all requests that is being made. Father, we thank you for every whispered prayer. We thank you for our elderly and protecting our elderly, the homelessness. Father, we thank you for Prophetess Aisha's recovery, full recovery, Father God. We thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson's full recovery, Father God. Father, we thank you for the volunteers and supporters that are coming together for Puerto Rico and for the islands and for St. Martin, Virgin Islands, Father. We thank you that the unity is coming together and everyone that is affected by the devastation understand that you are still in control over everything and that you are still their God and they shall never want, need, or lack for no good thing, Father. Father, we thank you for our leadership, Archbishop Ebernard Jordan. We thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the prophets, Father. We thank you for open doors of increase. We thank you for joy that will never cease. Father, we thank you. We thank you and we love you, Father. Father, we just thank you for our children. We thank you for the safety of our children as they are in school and as they grow in education, Father. We thank you for business opportunities. Father, we know that all things come together for your people because you have ordained it to be so. We forever love you, and we forever praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, I just thank you for healing. I thank you, and I love you, Lord. And I thank you for just peace and joy around the country. I thank you for Archbishop Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for creating a space for us to come to you, Lord, to pour out blessings and requests. I thank you for the elderly. I thank you for protecting all of the sick and shut in and give them extra strength, Lord. I thank you for the total wholeness and healing of Prophetess Aisha, Prophetess Dawson, and myself, Prophetess Olivia. I thank you for the protection that you give nationwide to your people. And I thank you for the healing process in all the countries of Florida, Texas, Puerto Rico, and definitely all the islands of St. Martin that was devastated. Give them the healing process that they need, Lord, and let them know who you are, Father, in Jesus' almighty name. I thank you for protecting the children, all children nationwide, their comings and their goings. I thank you for open doors and financial releases and blessings to your people. I thank you for all the souls, all the people that's coming back to you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for being a hope among those communities that was affected by the storm, God. And we thank you, God, for granting them safety, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for letting us be unstoppable, God. God, we thank you, God, for freedom, Lord. We thank you, God, for tearing walls down, God. We thank you, God, for money-making ideas, oh Lord. We thank you, God, for compassion, God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us on track, oh God. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness, oh Lord. We thank you, God, for the turnaround, God. We thank you, God, for the seeds that we sow, God. Oh Lord, we thank you for the right divine relationship, Lord. And we thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh God. We thank you, God, for the love of the two that you put together to continue to be deathless, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, Lord. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us from accidents and harm to the body or the soul, God. And we thank you, God, for reminding us of your presence and bringing us home as we travel to and from, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for being merciful for those who are shedding, sick and shedding, God, and continue to sustain them by your insurance and of your presence, oh God, and lift them out of their despondency. Oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for the leaders, Lord. We thank you, God, for the leaders of all your churches and our leaders, God. And we thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives, God, and in the lives of your people, God. We thank you, Lord, for the peace that passes all understanding, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all that surround us, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for also the prophets that having surgery, the prophetess, Lord, continue to keep your arms around her, oh God, and remind her of the vision and dreams that you have for her, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, for whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, O God, the enemy scatters, O Lord. We want to give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. In your precious, masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and he restoreth my soul. Thank you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, your loving kindness. Thank you for bringing us together again in unity, in fellowship, in prayer, God. Thank you that we're able to lift our voices up to you this morning, God, to give you glory, honor, and praise. We know that you hear our prayer. You told us to pray without ceasing, God. And thank you, God, for your glory that's reigning over our lives, God. Thank you for each and every person on the line, each and every listener, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Give them sweet sleep on tonight, God, and bless them in their going and their coming, God. Thank you for the prophets, prophetesses who are on the line. Thank you, God, for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision, not only to globalize prophetic, but to allow us the opportunity to pray and lift our voices up to you this morning, God. Thank you for your healing, God. Thank you for healing Aisha Cooper, God. Thank you for healing prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Thank you for your healing of Olympia or Olivia Castillo, which one? Both. Thank you, Father. Thank you for my healing, God. Thank you for your mercy. It endures forever. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, that's ruling our hearts and minds right now as we pray. Thank you, God, for your covering. Thank you, God, for your mercy. And God, I ask you to remember the prophets and prophetesses, and bring the men on the line also. And thank you for the fledglings, the children who are going to pray over the weekend, God. Bless them. Prepare them in a mighty way. Bless them, God. Bless them with your word, God. Bless them with your strength. And God, thank you for the children desiring to pray. Thank you for all the children all over the world, God. Bless them, strengthen them. Give them peace and comfort. And let them know that you are with them, God. Save your children. Save all of the children, God. And look upon the adults, God. Adults, teach them. Draw them to you, Lord. Strengthen them. Bring them peace. Turn their hearts to you, O God. Look upon our government, our president, and all of his people that work with him, God. Touch their hearts and minds. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day even now. We thank you for this new morning, Father God. We thank you for life. We thank you for love even now. We thank you for every life here on the line even now on this morning, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to rest peacefully. We thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength, Father God. Thank you for allowing power to be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, speak to the winds and the way and allow peace to reign in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace to reign even in our homes, even in our hearts and in our spirits even now, Father God. Peace be still even now, Father God. Father God, what are our steps in your word and your way and your will even now, Father God? Touch our elders and our children's minds even now, Father God. Touch their minds even now, Father God. Father God, allow wisdom to flow through us even now, Father God. Father God, continue to keep us in your hands of protection. We thank you for your mercy and your grace even now. I love you, Lord, Father God, and thank you for right relationships. In your mighty name we pray. I'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you, Father God, for that we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you for touching the lives of your people. We thank you, Father God, for touching, Father God, and allowing anybody that we come in contact with, Father God, that they just get your touch, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for lifting up, and we want to lift up all of our leaders, Father God. We want to lift up, Father God, each and every archbishop, each and every pastor, each and every bishop, each and every elder, apostle, minister, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for all of our deacons and deaconesses, Father God. I want to thank you for all the prophets and prophetesses, Father God. Right now, I want to lift up the company of prophets, Father God. I want to lift up our archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan and their vision to globalize the prophetic, Father God. I want to thank you now for this prayer line, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for what you're continuing to do, Father God, even in the lives of our elders, Father God. Continue to just keep them, keep their mind, and keep their bodies, Father God, renewing to them their strength, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for the divine hedge of protection that you have over them, Father God, and the increase, Father God. I want to thank you for touching our children. Just continue to cover them, Father God, from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, as you continue to cover them, Father God, as they're going into school, Father God. Begin to cover them, Father God, in relationships that they keep, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for divine healing, Father God, for all those individuals that are sick and shut in, Father God. I want to lift up right now each and every prayer request, each and every supplication, each and every name that has been placed before you this evening, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God. I want to thank you for covering your people, Father God, that are in areas of devastation, areas of disaster, Father God. I want to thank you for just sending your grace, Father God, and sending the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding even around them, Father God. I want to thank you for divine restoration in the lives of your people and in their hearts, Father God. I want to thank you for turning, Father God, the hearts of the wicked, Father God, back to you, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for turning the hardened hearts, Father God. Create inside of us a clean heart. I want to thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. I want to thank you for the divine healing for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. I want to thank you for the healing, Father God, for Prophetess Olympia, Father God, and Prophetess Olivia. I want to thank you for what you're doing, Father God, in the lives of your people. I want to thank you for touching Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Father God. We speak healing, wholeness, and completion in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you, Father God, for just just being who you are, Father God, to have your will and have your way. I want to thank you for your promises that you have for us, Father God. I want to thank you for your plans that you have for us, Father God, plans for us to prosper, plans to give us a future, a hope, an expected end. I want to thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. I want to thank you for the promise that you have, Father God, over all of our lives, which are yea and amen. I want to thank you for everything that you continue to do for each and every one of us. I want to lift up each and every listener on the line. I want to ask, Father God, right now that you begin to touch their hearts, touch their families, Father God. Bless them on their jobs, Father God. Bless them, Father God, while they're in school, Father God. Bless them in their homes, Father God. Bless those that are not in the home, Father God. I want to thank you for what you're doing. We'll be so careful to give your name all the glory, all the praise and honor. I want to thank you for your everlasting grace, everlasting peace, your everlasting love, kindness, and mercy, Father, that you have towards us. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Father God, I thank you right now. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And I thank you, Father God, that you, as your word said, that men ought to always pray and never faint. And I thank you, Father God, as you say in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And Father God, I thank you right now for divine healing that will invade our land right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare right now divine order and divine healing and protection in our land, God, in the name of you. Let there be a divine restoration in our life, man, God, in the name of Jesus. Even, hallelujah, the hurricane victims, even the fires in California, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that let there be a rain that comes to stop that fire right now in the name of you. Let there be an outpouring and a downpour of rain right now in the name of you. I decree it and declare right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebernard Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah George, and their fame for the prophetic and for the world, God, concerning your people prophetically, God. I thank you, Father God, that you will bless them in ways that will astound them, God. In the name of you, give them every heart's desire, God. In the name of you, bless their children, right, their grandchildren. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare divine protection and breakthrough, hallelujah, and overflow and prosperity, hallelujah, overflow in their life, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the mighty of touch that is all around them, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for all the company of prophets right now that is on this line, God. But God, because of their standing, hallelujah, for the people of God, I thank you, Father God, that you will bring them in a season of overflow, a season of abundance, of harvest, God. In the name of Jesus, God, give them their heart's desire, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for divine strength, God, and courage, God, and favor, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Give them double for their trouble, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, for every sick person right now, God, because your word said, Lord, by your stripes they are already healed. And I decree and declare healing, now healing, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you've given us seed to sow and bread to eat right now, in the name of Jesus. Let there be an overflow, Lord, in our bank account, God. In the name of Jesus, unexpected blessing, unexpected money right now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for divine protection and healing and peace in our communities, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your restoration power, that dunamis power to begin to invade your land, God. In the name of you, let there be an outpouring of your spirit, God, upon all flesh, Lord. We decree and declare revival, hallelujah, right now in every ministry all over the land and country, God. We pray for every bishop, every pastor, hallelujah, every prophet, every evangelist, every teacher. We pray for the deacon and the deaconesses, God, the mothers, God, and the laboring women, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood, Lord, hallelujah, of your people right now. In the name of Jesus, and God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen.
Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, for the work that you're doing in each and every one of our lives, Father. And Father, we say amen to every prayer, every utterance that have been said on this call on this morning. Father, we offer it up unto you as a sweet-smelling offering, Father. Father, we pray even now, Lord, that your will be done to each and every individual that's on this call tonight, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're touching their homes, you're touching their lives, and you're bringing change and you bring in shifts even unto them in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, you know what they need. You know, Father, what they're praying for, Lord, and what they're asking you for. And Father, I pray even now as we enter into this morning, Father. Father, I pray, Lord, that your will be done, Father. Give them, Lord, what they need. Even as the psalmist of old said, my cup runneth over, Father, I pray that their cup will run over in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Father, because, Father, we know that you have already started a good work on the inside of us, and you're perfecting everything that concerns us. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that even as we move through this day, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, we thank you for your power, and we thank you for your strength, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, even as we move through this day, Lord, that you would anoint us afresh, Father. Give us the right words to say. Give us the right connections, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we say, move and let thy glory be revealed. And we thank you, Father, even as we navigate through this day, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for protection and safety. And we want to thank you, Lord, because the enemy is already under our foot. He has no power nor authority. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. And we give your name the praise, your name the honor, now and forever. Amen. Amen, amen. We're a company of prophets and people of God. We want to thank you. Thank each and every one of you for coming on the call, being with us. Listen, let us keep on keeping on doing what God has called us to do. And let us, on that prophet Bethany said Friday or Saturday night, the youth are going to be on. Listen, let us be on this call to support our youth, support our next generation, because the Bible lets us know if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, we will hear from heaven. So let us support them as we move forward in the things of God. Also, I just want to, while I was up today, the Holy Spirit just laid on my heart that what we need to do, let us begin to start our day out early. We started out with prayer. We started out honoring the Lord. Let us honor the Lord in everything, even in our seed. So I'm going to request for tonight, and we have right now 118 individuals on the call, to sow a seed, a thanksgiving seed. So, Lord, I want to thank you for this day, Lord, because, Father, I know that you're in control of my life, and you're working miracles in and through my life. So let us just offer unto the Lord a thanksgiving seed. I know I'm going to do my thanksgiving seed before I go to bed tonight. I'm going to do a $100 thank you, Jesus, seed because of what God is doing in my life, because I believe prayer works. And what I'm going to do, this is what I'm signing the deal. I'm putting my money where my mouth is at because I trust God. I believe God because I know that God answers prayer. So I just want to thank my family, thank every one of you for being a part, coming on the call. And people of God, it can only get better and better. Why not invite a friend? Come. Can you not pray with me for 30 minutes? Can you not come pray so that we can have our footsteps ordered by the Lord? Amen. Especially in times like these. So I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. Prophetess Bethany or Prophetess Darlene, so we can give the announcement for later on today what will be going on. I mean, last night we had a powerful call, 8 p.m. call, which was amazing with Prophet Joshua and the company of prophets. We want to encourage you to come on, be a part of that. God is moving, and let us get in the flow. Amen. Prophetess Bethany or Prophetess Darlene.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Well, join us. Thank you, Pastor Deborah, for that. Join us right here, back here on this line, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to go ahead and be on the call for our 9 a.m. conference call right here on the same very line, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, as we are in the Book of the Month book, Prophet in the Marketplace. And so join us on that call at 9 a.m. And then 12 noon, Prophet Joshua.
Yes, and yes, Prophetess, we have Pop Life Radio. It's going to be Wisdom Class Wednesday with our very own Prophetess Terry Stinsett, Prophetess Tanja DeBoitz, Prophetess Olympia Castillo, excuse me, and Prophetess Myra Moore. Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And then wait, Prophet Joshua, what happens next?
Oh, and after that, yes, when I invite the people of God to come on and join me at 8 p.m. sharp, as we're going to be delving into the Word of the Lord, and we're going to be reviewing a chapter, the chapter that the Master Prophet goes over, which I believe is chapter 6. And so I'm excited about the move of God that's going to take place tomorrow at 8 p.m. on the live conference line. So come and join us at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same line, same time. God bless you,
amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen, amen, amen. Prophet Joshua is being modest tonight. The call, the actual call that we are on, all of the callers dropped off the line mysteriously. And there was an atmosphere that was created as people began to join back in on the line. So things are showing up out of the space of nothing. Something is showing up. So people of God, allow something to show up this morning at the top of the morning by going ahead and creating the atmosphere for your day. And I'm going to create the atmosphere for my day before I close my eyes and get my Thanksgiving seed in the ground. So thank you, Pastor Jordan, for that powerful nugget on this morning. So create the atmosphere for your day. I'm creating the atmosphere because yesterday there were a few bumps in the road. And so you know what? We die daily. And so today, as I am refreshed and anew, I'm going to get my seed to start and create the atmosphere on today. Amen. And so those are your announcements. The Prophetess Darlene will go ahead and give us what time to be back here.
Amen. Be back here at 11:52 and to get on our lineup and prepare for our prophetic midnight cry. Amen. And go ahead and get your seed in the ground. Amen. Archbishop taught us out of the book Altars that when we are worshiping God and seeking the Lord, we bring our seed of thanksgiving. We thank Pastor for leading out on that. Amen. So I don't know about you, but I'm getting my seed in the ground. And meet us here. And please go ahead and advertise. Let's promote this prayer call on our Facebook pages. Promote, promote, promote. Let the spirit of evangelism come upon you. Amen. And let the people know that the prophets are praying. God bless you. Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. God bless you to get your feet in the ground. 888-831-0434. You can go to www.bishopjordan.com. I want to make sure you go ahead and get your seat in the ground. God bless you all. Join us back here in a few hours. Good morning. Make today the best Wednesday ever. God bless you. Love you all to life. Peace and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Peace. God bless.
Love you, family. God bless you. Good morning.
Peace and blessings.